I'm joined by Michelle Jackson, travel writer. So Michelle, we're going to look at some of your favourite holiday destinations in the UK. But first, you've been looking at the latest package holiday deals still available. And Brexit is helping us with these deals.
Yeah, it has affected us here because the British aren't travelling in the same numbers as they normally do. And they go to the same destinations as we do, like Spain and Portugal are very popular. Brexit, there's lots of offers out there for Irish travellers because what's going on is it's a lot cheaper. The hotels aren't being filled. There will be a lot of last minute packages going on. So I would advise listeners to look out for them. Probably the best place to start is somewhere like your local travel agent, because your travel agents really know, you know, your business. If you want to get your hair done, you go to your hairdresser, I always say. So go to your travel agent and you'll be secure and safe in your booking, because if there is, you know, some sort of natural disaster or there's something goes on, you know that you will be safe and you'll be looked at and you'll get home.
Give us a few deals that are going this week.
Well, with Click and Go, who are a really good travel agent, you can do bespoke packages with them and you can ring them up and they will help you, or you can book online. And I've got one here going to Mallorca and it's going out on the 30th of July. It's for two adults and three kids. So it's kind of hard when you're booking for a larger number.
You don't often see three kids, it's normally two adults and two kids, isn't it?
And this is staying in a lovely property in Caledora, which is in the southeast of Mallorca, and it's 2,349, and that's flying with Aer Lingus. So you know your baggage will be included in that, and I think that's quite a good deal. And then I've got one in Croatia, and this is with the travel department, and the travel department are lovely tour operator to go with because they look after you from the moment you arrive at the airport, and they will bring you right through. There will be guided tours and their local tour guides really know the area. They're generally from the area. And this is a package to Croatia, which I think is terrific value. And it's running all the way from June, July, August and September. And it's for 7 nights. And you'll be staying in half board, 3 or 4 star accommodation. And a lot of meals are included in that as well. So this highlights of Croatia package, $6.99. I think that's terrific value. That's kind
and
of
all
nice
your excursions and everything.
Absolutely.
In that
you'll
as
be
well.
Going to Pula and Perec and places like that. If you're a fan of Italy, I really recommend this operator because they are the Italian specialists, and you know, they have flagship hotels in certain destinations.
This is top flight,
and they particularly know around the Sorrento and the Amalfi Coast area, which is particularly beautiful. Anybody who hasn't been yet, I would recommend make it a bucket list destination, because you can take in sites such as Vesuvius and Pompeii, and I would definitely recommend a trip to Capri for the day, because it's a beautiful little island, has such history and heritage, and people like Sophie Loren
and see how the other half live.
Absolutely. So that's Italy covered there. So you'll see these offers on your website. You know, we have them.
And closer to home, there are travel deals to the UK as well, Stena Lines.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think the ferry is a great way to transport yourself and your family, especially if you have kids, because you need to bring extra stuff and you don't want the limitation or the stress maybe of an airport. So you've got lots of connections here. You've got from Dublin to Holyhead, of course, and you've got Fishguard to Rosslare. You can even go north with the Belfast and Larne connection. So they have a special deal coming up, which was Kids Go Free, and that's in economy with a flexi motorist fare. And this is running up until January. So you just need to notify them that there will be children with you. And sticking with Stena, you know, if you'd like a full package organised for you, they have a connection with the Haven properties, which are lovely parks. Now, they have a variety of accommodations, such as tents or, you know, earths, or you can stay in a chalet, you know, a built chalet or a mobile home.
So, and these are around the UK?
These are all around. Yeah, they're generally close to the coast. There are about 40 of them. And, okay.
And
they have lovely 7 night breaks.
And kids club and all that.
Absolutely,
kind of
and activities. So that's really good. But, you know, with regards to the UK, a lot of us go there, and it is London is, and the UK is the sixth biggest tourist destination all over the world. It is really popular.
And I often think we don't go there as much as you think we would, though. But do a lot of Irish still go to the UK? Yes.
Well, we do. Apparently, there are approximately 3 million Irish visits to the UK. Now, of course, some of that would be business, and some of that will be visiting family and friends and such. But you know, a lot of visitors, and we have such huge flight connection from all over the country: Shannon, Knock, and Cork, of course, as well. So what's happening in London this summer? there's quite a lot. You've got the Bicentennial of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. So you've got some attractions laying on special exhibitions. Okay. One of those is in the Victoria and Albert Museum, which I think is a particularly lovely museum if you're interested in the arts and textiles and particularly fashion. You know, before heading over there, probably pop onto their website, visitlondon.com, and just see what is available all around the city.
You were over at the Chelsea Flower Show recently.
I did, and I wouldn't be a gardener as such, but I was really enthralled. I had such a lovely time, and I met a lovely Chelsea pensioner on the door. They were doing their collections, and it was lovely. Now, you can go to other flower shows all around the country. You've got Tatton Park up in the north of England, but one good one that's coming up, and it's the biggest flower show in the world, is the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. And that, you can get packages with Keith Prose, they're a tour operator in Dublin who would kind of specialise in packages if you want to go
for gigs
or you want to go to a theatre, but especially for the flower show. They have a lovely one there for £529 per person. That's your flights and staying in a 4-star hotel, the Strand Palace Hotel. So that's going on. But if you're getting around London, I do think that the tube is probably one of the most accessible ways, but there's a walk-in map that you can download, because sometimes you'd be quicker to walk between destinations such as Covent Garden and Charing Cross. Like,
absolutely,
it's a 4-minute
when you
walk.
Get into central London, there's all these tube stations.
Absolutely.
And you think they're all miles away from each other, but there are a lot of time
some
around
of them
the
are,
corner from each other.
And you could be quicker to actually walk.
Yeah.
But you can get an Oyster card, which works very much like our Leap card, or you can actually use your own laser card, and it's capped within the zone one at £7 per day, so you won't be charged more than that.
Okay, really?
And that's
handy,
another
right.
Yeah, so that's good. There's also a tourist's Oyster card as well you can use, which gives you discounts on certain sites and packages.
And tell us about the London Pass.
The London Pass is something you can buy before you arrive there, and you can download it onto your phone. It works out at about £67 for an adult, and for a child, £49. But if you want to go to at least 3 paying attractions, I would recommend getting it, because included in that is the bus tour, the golden bus tour or the big bus tour. And it's nice to learn about a city from above the ground, and don't be tempted to just use the tube. That's why I say, you know, check out that website, visitlondon.com first.
I think the first thing you should do when you go to any city is get the hop on, hop off,
really,
because it gives you your orientation see what you might want to go back and
absolutely
look more closely at. And
you get
and
the idea of spacings. The London Eye is a top pick that I think people really should do, unless you've got acrophobia, of course, but it's really worth seeing. The fast track is the best way to book your ticket, and you'll do that online, because the queues can be very long at that. And it's on the South Bank, where there are other attractions like Sea Life and the London Dungeon. And
yeah, there's a lovely
South
walk along down by the river there, and the Tate Modern is down there.
And
Borough Market, which I love as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and for absolutely.
All down that
beautiful
direction.
And the Tate Modern,
Should we book everything in advance for attractions and stuff in London? Is that the best way to operate?
I would, but you know, a lot of the most popular museums and galleries are free as well. So, you know, the queues will be long, and because they are free, they look for usually a donation of £3 or something, but they don't press on you to pay that. And a quick way of getting in perhaps would be to book one of the exhibitions that's going on in the gallery, like in the V&A this year, for example. There's a lovely Mary Quant exhibition. Anybody who's interested in fashion will learn about that designer. And it's £12 to get into. And that's kind of a good way to get around the museum and get in probably a little bit quicker.
Okay, we want to venture outside of London a little bit as well. You've been looking at Cornwall too?
I was in Cornwall earlier this year, and I wish it hadn't taken me so long to get there, because it's an absolutely beautiful part of the country. And the weather it's got a microclimate. And I was there in February, and I have to say I was in a hot tub sitting on the side of a mountain, and I could have been anywhere on continental Europe in the summertime. It was really beautiful. It does get harsh weather as well, because it's sticking out and jutting out on the southwest coast.
And accessible from here?
Very accessible. There's lots of connections, even with Cork. There's a route to Newquay Airport, and that's with Stobart Air, which act for Aer Lingus. But Ryanair fly there as well. And Newquay is a very good place to start. Hire a car. It's very easily done. And you've got lots of famous sons, such as Rick Steen, to go and see.
Yeah, he's in Padstow. Padstein, they call it.
I actually took one of his cookery classes there. It was £198 for the day, and I did an Asian street food cookery course, and it was really good fun. And you know, you don't have to clean up after yourself or anything like that, so it was really, really enjoyable. Places to stay, like, I'd recommend an adult only hotel, which is a lovely boutique hotel on the north side of the peninsula, and it's the Scarlet Hotel. And It's kind of similar in a way to Monart, if anybody knows that. And you know, you're not going to have weddings or children running around. That the lead-in package there is £240 for a room. But the Cornwall Hotel is great for families, and that's quite close to Charlestown, where they film Poldark. Anybody who's watched that series, or you know, if you've read any of Daphne du Maurier's work, she lived very close by in the town of Foy, which mm-hmm. is really interesting. They have an arts festival there, a writers' festival there in May every year. So,
and Mandalay is there as well.
Mandalay, absolutely. Yeah. It's actually, Mandalay is based on her house, Menably, where she used to live herself. And you won't get in there. I did try and get in, but it's well blocked off. Okay. But there was a twitching window at the gate and it was very ominous. And I thought, oh, beware of dog, it said, you know. So, and not forgetting Wales, of course, is only...
And listen, I think time is against us on Wales and Scotland, but all those recommendations and Wales and Scotland will be up on the website rt.ie/Marian. Michelle Jackson, thank you very much, Brendan, for that. Now, we have a winner for the Rod Stewart competition that you've been texting in for. And the winner is Mary Halpeny in Dublin. Well done, Mary. And the three songs were Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, and Maggie May. So well done, Mary Halpeny. And that's it for today. Today's show was produced by Rachel Graham. The researcher was Andrew Fleming. Broadcasting coordinator was Michael Lawless. And on sound, Bryony October. And the series producer is Margaret Curley. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.